cold open. Welcome back to the Weekly Blitz Podcast. No show last week because it didn't upload.
Don't get so excited, man.
You spend 45 minutes on a show when it doesn't upload.
That's because I wasn't able to grace you with my presence, so that's what the problem was.
So we're not even going to count last week's pick. We're not even going to review them because nobody has any paper trail of who we picked. You know what? Speaking of which, Brad, I think we all went 100% last week.
Hey, you know what? I was on the ball, buddy. I had them all.
Man, we had
them
all.
I did my research.
And not only did we get 100%, but we chose the money line, we chose the spread and the over-under. We got 100% on all three of them, and I think we did every game in college and NFL. We had our best weekend ever.
That's right, and I really hate that people couldn't hear it and make some money off of it.
Oh my gosh, we made bank last week.
Yeah. You know, I got proof if anybody needs it.
No, you just jerking off a damn website, blackjack. That's how you making your money.
No. They catching up with me now. They catching up with me. I gotta be careful on them.
Well, let's jump right to it, man. I already sent Jim. Speaking of Jim, congratulations to Jim. He had his twins a couple weeks ago, so he's been busy.
That means Jim won't be able to retire now until he's like 75.
Yeah, so
that's when the kids will be. His kids will be in high school, and he'll be in a retirement home.
So we got five college games. We got five pro games. Let's jump into it. First one. Clemson is favored by 34 against Boston College. When you look at the stats of Boston College, you look at the stats of Clemson offensively. Let me get to it. First off, I think everyone can, unless you're a Clemson fan, I think you can agree Clemson's not as dominant nor is as good as they have been the last couple years. Maybe it's because Sunshine, this is his first official season as starting quarterback, and maybe he's just learning the system. Who knows? But Clemson's averaging 40 points a game. Boston College is 34. Boston College's passing per game, 216. Clemson's 257. 278 rushing and 247 for Clemson. So, I mean, they're almost mirroring each other. Clemson's favored by 34, man. I'm going to pick Boston College on this. I don't think Clemson wins by 34.
So here's my issue with Clemson is way too much freaking talent. You know, I think they have what their little CD receiver supposed to go in the first. Their running back supposed to go in the first. Like they have a bunch of first round grades to truly be playing like this. Like I have a feeling that they're going to explode here soon, and so I'm going to take Clemson. You know, I think they can cover that with that offense. But we've seen their struggles against UNC and against a couple others that they've really come out the gate slow. But I'm going to take Boston College. I mean,
You could take Clemson to cover. 34.
Clemson to cover, yep.
And again, Jim's busy, so I don't know his picks. But when they come in, we will review them next week. The second college game, can I just say how wonderful it is that the Falcons are 1-6? We're not even in the NFL, and I just want to say I appreciate that.
Once again, Ricky and I take two totally different paths. I don't talk shit because I don't. I feel like the karmic juju will come back to bite us. So I got to balance Ricky out and just keep my mouth shut.
Second game, Texas, ranked Texas, 15th ranked Texas, is only favored by 1.5 against non-ranked TCU. I don't understand. Let's see, points per game: Texas 40, TCU 33. Passing yards per game, Texas 307, TCU 202. Rushing yards, Texas 173, TCU 239. So that's where they have the edge. But if Texas is scoring on four or five plays and it takes them 5 minutes to do so, and TCU's running the ball 12, 13, 14 plays and it's taking them 9-10 minutes, TCU's not going to win this ball game. Vegas must know something I don't. I'm sure they know a lot of stuff that I don't. But in this particular game, I see Texas not only covering the 1.5, but I see them winning big. Am I missing something here?
I mean, the only thing I would think is Texas has played some close games, and that's the reason. I mean, you got to think they struggled with Kansas, and that made me some money this week.
But that was because that I had less miles though.
And that's what. And so when I picked that game, I took Kansas because I'm like, less miles does not get blown out. Like he'll lose a game. But he's not getting fucking blown out that often. You know what I mean?
Right.
He'll have that team ready to compete, and that's exactly what he did.
So who are you going with here? You going to choose Texas to cover the 1.5, or are you choosing TCU pretty much in an upset?
No. I think I'm gonna take Texas to cover that 1.5.
There's two games I want to talk about. Three games left, so let's go to the one I'm least interested in. That's Notre Dame and Michigan. Michigan is a dumpster fire. How they're still ranked is beyond me. But Notre Dame is only ranked by 1.5. I think Notre Dame is going to cover that 1.5, and I think Notre Dame is going to put an ass whipping on Michigan.
No, I agree. I think Notre Dame one covers, but Michigan, if I'm not mistaken, only has one loss. So that's the problem. Like, they've still won some games.
I'll tell you what. Where are they at? Let's pull their schedule up. Here we go. Michigan. All right, Michigan actually has two losses. They lost to Wisconsin 35-14, and they lost to Penn State 21-28. But this is their schedule. Middle Tennessee, they won 40-21. Army, they won in double overtime. They blew out Rutgers 52-0, but they played Iowa and only won 10-3. And then against Illinois, they gave up 25 points. Their defense is not that good, and they're playing a Notre Dame team that we don't know. Are they as good as Georgia, or is Georgia just not that good this year? We're going to find out, but I think Notre Dame puts up 30 points, and I don't think Michigan can hang with them.
Well, to me, Michigan is almost kind of like we just talked about with Kansas and Les Miles. Harbaugh rarely gets blown out, you know, so he
down. If I'm not mistaken, they were down 21 points to Penn State and ended up making that a ball game.
So you have Notre Dame covering?
Yep, I have Notre Dame to cover.
Okay. Technical difficulties. Brad's on headphones, so that's why he doesn't sound studio ready. The next game.
Hold on.
Okay. Let's hit the pause.
I'm sorry.
Goddamn fucking technical difficulties.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head, and we're not...
You motherfucking piece of shit. Why are you cutting into my motherfucking Bluetooth?
The chair shot is not responsible for any about Ricky Bobby Inc.
That's okay. I just disconnected. I said, forget this device. Don't log on to it no more. All right.
All right, so you got Notre Dame covering.
I got Notre Dame covering. Out of all of that shit, I got Notre Dame covering.
So let's talk about a team that everyone is jerking off this year. Okay. Ohio State, and I just don't look. They released that if the BCS standings were still intact, Ohio State would be the number one team in the country. I don't quite understand why everyone is on Ohio State's nuts. I'm pulling their schedule up right now. So here we go. Florida Atlantic, Cincinnati, Indiana, Miami of Ohio, Nebraska. The only ranked team they've played, 34-10 against Michigan State, but Michigan State was ranked 25th. So I'm petty. I'm going to call that a non-ranked team. Northwestern, and then they're playing the 13th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers, who should be ranked 5th. But, Brad, they have Penn State later on, and then they have Michigan later on.
So, but I think it's the reason is they've been so convincing in their wins. Like, they haven't been in a tight game. If I'm, you know, you have their schedule pulled up. If I'm not mistaken,
no.
They've all been big wins.
The closest games was 34-10 against Michigan State.
Right, and that's still, I mean, so technically we beat a Big Ten, we beat a conference opponent, and we beat them handily, you know, and a rank. So that's why I can see why they have them where they are versus you look at a Clemson, and Clemson, you know, has struggled with UNC. You look at Alabama, and Alabama has not been as dominant either, you know. So I can see why they won. I mean, LSU has some big wins, but they haven't looked like, technically, if you look at the scoreboard, like a Ohio State.
They've only given up 56 points. And I'm trying to remember that because when we get to LSU, I want to see how many points they've given up. But they are favored by 14.5 against Wisconsin, who ranks in the top 5 in defense in every category. They've only given up prior to last week, I'm pulling their schedule up now. Prior to last week, they've only given up 29 points. And one of them was against Michigan, that was 14. 29 points prior to last week against Illinois.
So I, you know, when I think about the way, I don't think it's going to be a blowout because I think Wisconsin is going to slow the game down. They're going to make 10, 12-minute drives to keep that offense off the field because that's LSU's weakness right now is we score too fast. You keep our defense on the field, they wear down.
14.5 is a lot, and I said it in the beginning of the season. I said it when Wisconsin lost last week. I still think Wisconsin beats Ohio State. So
I bet.
So
I
clearly, I'm taking Wisconsin in the points in this one.
I'm going to take Wisconsin in the points as well because I put my money, and so I got to put my mouth where my money is.
Now, are you picking them? All right. So you took the point spread, but do you have Ohio State still winning, or do you have Wisconsin pulling an upset?
No, I have Ohio State. I mean, Ohio State still winning.
Okay. So if it's a 29-30 game or 24-21, it's not a dominant performance. Ohio State makes mistakes. Wisconsin just can't capitalize on them. Does Ohio State remain at 3 or does Clemson jump them and go back to 3?
So here's how I think the whole thing could shake up. If LSU goes into Auburn and has a dominant performance, Ohio State struggles, I think LSU jumps to 1.
Agreed.
I don't – because you can't say, like, you can look at Wisconsin and be like, Illinois was a fluke. They're still a top 10 team, you know. So that could possibly help Ohio State in the long run too.
This is going to be interesting because Clemson's 7-0. And they drop from 1-4. And I think it's a mixture of how dominant the other three teams are looking mixed in with how weak Clemson's schedule is. And I'm excited that this is happening because this needs to happen. You can't play shit teams and expect to be continue to be highly ranked. And if you do play shit teams, you need to do what Ohio State's doing. And you need to blow them out. And Clemson is not blowing people out. They should have lost to North Carolina.
Who's the odd man out right now? Because there's at least 5 of the Big 5 that are undefeated. So which team is left out of the undefeated?
Let me get to the rankings. So Alabama 1, 7-0. LSU 2, 7-0. Ohio State 3, 7-0. Clemson 4, 7-0. Oklahoma 5, 7-0. Penn State 6-7-0, and then so there's your picture. Ohio State still has to play Penn State. Oklahoma still has the Big 12 championship, most likely going to be Texas.
LSU still has
to play Alabama. Ohio State still has to play Penn State. So things are going to shake up at some point. It's just a matter. Right. Baylor is 7-0 at 14. They still have to play Oklahoma. So Minnesota 7-0 at 17. They're still going to have to play someone in the Big Ten. But if the season would end now, it's Alabama playing Clemson, LSU playing Ohio State, with Oklahoma and Penn State left out.
So, I mean, we've talked about it many a times. This is why I feel we have to go either 6 or 8 teams. 6, the top 2 have a bye, the other ones play. Kind of like the MLB now has that wild card, that one wild card game to get in.
Yep.
Because if LSU and Alabama play, and that's a 20-21 game, let's say, that one lost team doesn't deserve to be out of the playoffs.
Not if it's a close game like that.
Right. I mean, if it comes down to a last-second field goal, you know, that type of shit, that sucks for that one lost team because – Clemson's probably not going to lose, and, you know, you're going to have one of the Ohio State or Penn State still going defeated, and Oklahoma's probably not going to lose, so that's going to probably put you out.
This, I'm getting excited now for college football because, so, let's talk about LSU-Auburn, then we're going to continue on with something. LSU's favored by 10.5, they're going into Auburn. No, Auburn's coming to LSU. They are in Baton Rouge, a 3:30 game Eastern time. I don't see LSU losing. And I do see LSU covering the spread at 10.5. I think Auburn's going to put up a fight. I don't think it's going to be like it was against Florida. I think Florida is what they played LSU. Auburn, freshman quarterback coming into LSU. LSU's offense is on fire. We're putting up 50 points a game. That's number three in college football. We're averaging 385 passing. They're only averaging 193. They got us beat in rushing. But LSU's too dominant right now. Their defense is finally looking good. And as bad as people, and I say people, you should see LSU's fan base when LSU plays. The defense is horrible. Dave Aranda's overpaid. Dude, LSU is not giving up a lot of points. They're really not. And I'm about to pull their schedule up because Ohio State has given up 56 points. LSU has given up more, but bam, bam, bam. Vanderbilt game hurt them.
Well, what did they give up to Texas?
So they gave up 3 to Georgia Southern, 38 to Texas, 14 to Northwestern State. Out of that 14, I believe that was a special team, so really 7. The Vanderbilt game killed them. They give up 38. Utah State 6, Florida a top 10 team 28, and Mississippi State 13. So we've given up a lot of points, but I mean,
my concern is that we've given up a lot of points to good teams. I mean, Utah State shouldn't score. Georgia Southern shouldn't put up points, but those big guys are putting them up. Now, this is the one thing this year. Our offense can keep up.
Yes.
And I think what hurts us is we've talked about it many a times was our defense is out there for 12 minutes. We go and we score in 45 seconds. Then they're back out there for 12 minutes again. You know, our defense isn't used to that. We're not used to seeing that as fans. Like, we always wanted a great offense that could high power and that can score fast. But there is a downside to that, and the downside is our defense is on the field a lot.
A lot. I see this being a 42 to 20 game, and I think LSU should jump Alabama. I think – who does Alabama play this week?
But once again, it doesn't – as long as we beat – all that matters, honestly, for us, is the Alabama game, because we can win by 1 point or 100 points. It doesn't matter because we got to play Alabama. If we didn't have to play Alabama, then this, like, if we were in Oklahoma's shoes where there's not an Alabama in your conference, then yeah, this is probably need to win a 42-20.
All right, so I just got a text from the guy that installs blinds. The dude wants to charge me $1,700 plus insulation.
You going to do it yourself?
I don't know how to put blinds up.
That's why you're going to pay his ass $1,700.
I'm not paying him $1,700 to do shit. There's got to be someone cheaper.
Not that new house build, man. I mean, to put blinds, think about how many windows you have.
I'm about to tell him to put a window. Damn, what a dick.
Is that blinds and installation? I can't remember. What'd you say?
This does not include installation.
Oh, that's Maybe you can find. Was this guy recommended to you by the contractor?
Yeah.
So maybe go to Home Depot or Lowe's, man, and just they usually have guys and see if you can't get a second quote on it before you do it.
Oh no! I budgeted $1,300. It's only 9 blinds. Granted, 2 of them are in the dining room, but they're big. But, yeah, I'm going to Home Depot and Lowe's this weekend. I'm going to get an estimate because this is
– It depends on the quality. Like, we went and looked for some blinds. It depends on the size and the quality of those things. Like, they can get fucking expensive.
We are going – all right, so, guys, you're listening to a live text I'm about to send my wife. Let me turn my Bluetooth off. We are going to Home Depot and Lowe's this weekend to get a quote. That was the first live text of the show. Congratulations, Brad. You were part of that.
You know, that every time I hear you say something like that, like somebody asked me, he said, have you and Jennifer been on a date in a while? I'm like, yeah, Saturday. They're like, where'd you go? I was like, we went to Hobby Lobby and Michael's, like on old school when they were asking Will Ferrell. He goes, Which I don't know. I don't know if we have enough time. We got to go to Home Depot, you know. And now I'm sitting back and I'm 41. I'm like, dude, my date night is at Michael's and Hobby Lobby, finding Halloween decorations for the house.
Yeah, we're actually going to Ichiban, however you want to pronounce it, Friday. That's the first time we actually been out because his house is breaking us. So I'm like, okay. We're lucky. Guys, this is hashtag behind the curtain. You're getting some information here. They reappraised our home. We're building a home. And they lifted the price enough to throw all the closing in the cost, which is over
$10,000.
So we got 10 grand in the bank. We're going to only have to come to the table with three for the remaining of the FHA loan. And I only budgeted.
But your note's going to go up, though.
The note's going to go up, but the note's going to go up. But the percentage of interest rate that she quoted 5 months ago is now down almost a whole percent. So it's going to equal out. But man, we want to get a new living room set. I still got to pay the movers. I got to buy a refrigerator. I got to buy a washer.
Ooh.
And I'm not paying over $2,500 for some ass clown to come install blinds.
Yeah,
I'll put foil on my windows.
We talked about it off air. Like, if Atlanta gets rezoned, it's either sell my house and live in an apartment because I'm not going to buy a house, and then in 4 years when he graduates, buy another one. So I'm right there with you.
So guys, you're going to listen to the second ever live text. This is to my neighbor who we used to live by. Hey, what's up? ? Who did you get to install your blinds in your home? ? That was the second live text ever on the show. So,
all right, let's get on with this. I got to catch a wrestling match.
Okay, WWE's in town.
Shit, no real wrestling, homie. Not that fake shit. When you jump off a cage and land on some mattress or shit.
Oh, you mean the one that doesn't make you a millionaire? Okay, let's move on. So I got LSU to cover the 10.5. What say you?
I think so, too.
Okay.
After talking to you, at first I didn't, but I'm thinking they probably will.
So, LSU's amp, man. You can say they're not overlooking Auburn, but that coaching staff is overlooking Auburn. But I think we're talented enough to where we can afford to look over Auburn just a little bit and look towards Alabama. Speaking of Alabama, Tua had surgery. It's a slight possibility he may not be back for LSU. So, Brad, if Tua does come back, I think there's one thing LSU needs to do, and that is blitz his ass as much as possible. Make him turn. Make him pivot on that ankle. Throw him off. Throw him off balance.
No, I agree. And I think the one other thing that LSU – I mean, we're going to have to get pressure with our front four.
Yep.
And we got to freaking tackle. Like, that's the two big things we got to do, because there's no way that if we miss tackles, Jarrett Judy and them will run up and down the field on us all night.
And he's going to be covered by Stingley, who is a true freshman cornerback. And I do not like that matchup. We'll talk about that in 2 weeks when LSU plays Alabama. But let's move on to the NFL, man. Let me find the games that we chose here. 49ers undefeated, one of two teams that are undefeated in the NFL. The Panthers travel to San Francisco. The 49ers are 5.5-point favorites. Brad, you ready for this?
Yeah.
49ers lose their first game this year to Carolina. I got Carolina in the points.
I could see it, because I could see McCaffrey just running up and down the freaking field on him. But I'm going to go with the 49ers, one, because we picked up Greg Kittle in the guillotine league, so we need a huge game from him. So I know, I still think the 49ers stay undefeated. I think the 49ers get caught off guard by an Arizona. I think they get caught in a trap game. But I don't think Carolina's a trap game. They're pretty solid.
So who you got?
I got the 49ers.
To cover the 5.5?
Yeah, I do. Ooh. I think they win by at least a touchdown.
Okay. Green Bay Packers play the Kansas City Chiefs, the Patrick Mahomes-less Kansas City Chiefs. Packers are 3.5-point favorites. The Packers look good, man. I got them covering that spread against Kansas City.
I do, too. Kansas City's defense is getting better, but it's not quite good enough to beat him. And without Mahomes, I don't know if they can move the ball enough.
Rolling with Mahomes. The undefeated Patriots. are 13-point favorites against the garbage Browns. I got the Patriots covering the 13 here.
You know what? I'm going to go off, and I'm going to take the fucking Browns.
Woo!
I think they're going to come.
Take a breath. From your boy's dick. Take a breath from what's his name?
Who?
The quarterback. I can't even think
of
his garbage
fucking
ass
Mayfield.
Name.
Mayfield.
Get off that dude.
But I think the defense is good enough, and I think fucking OBJ shows up. Anytime you back OBJ into a corner, that fucker always. And Belichick was talking shit, so we'll see what happens.
As if the Patriots didn't need any more help offensively, they get Mohamed Sanu from Atlanta. That's just – look, I think there's only – I don't know. It's too early to talk about the Super Bowl, but I'm not going to say it out loud, but I think there's only one or two teams that can compete with New England right now, but we'll get to that later. Bears are 4-point favorites against the Chargers. The Bears lose big time to the Saints. A Drew Brees-less Saints, an Alvin Kamara-less Saints, and a Jared Cook-less Saints. Not to mention we had a few people on defense out. They go to Chicago and beat them. But they're home again against the Chargers. Chargers were upset last week, were they not?
Yeah. Who beat them? Yeah, I think whoever it was, the Chargers were favored.
Yeah, I'm looking that up right now because I remember saying, wow, I didn't expect
that. The Titans.
The fucking Titans.
Because I took the Chargers to cover. That was one of the bets I had made.
Yep. 23-20. Excuse me.
And you can't blame this shit because Melvin Gordon held out, because Austin Eckler was doing an amazing job without Melvin Gordon.
Yes.
So it's something else in there.
Yeah. So I'm going to pick the Chargers and the points. I'm taking the Chargers and the points here.
What's the spread?
The Bears are favored by 4. The Bears' offense is trash, man. They're trash.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the fucking problem. Like, it's not like it's the Bears of last year. Both of them are trash. It's who's going to be the trashiest. Where is it at? In San Diego?
It's in Chicago.
No, I'm going to take the Bears then.
You got
to
take
my decide.
Okay.
Bears and the points.
Bears and the points. And the main event of the evening. The New Orleans Saints are back home. The 6-1 New Orleans Saints against the 3-3-1 Arizona Cardinals. The Saints are favored by 10.5. Drew Brees is looking to be back for this game. First off, huge props to Teddy Bridgewater. Nobody thought this dude would go 5-0 with the schedule that we had. I think that I was hoping for 500. While Drew Brees was out. We're number one in the NFC. In the NFC South. Number two in the NFC behind San Francisco. Our defense is playing lights out. Ramsneck, the tackle, held Khalil Mack to 0 tackles. The same tackle that held J.J. Watt to 0 tackles. Our offensive line is on point. Brad, the Saints are playing Super Bowl caliber football right now. On all sides of the ball, special teams, defense, and offense.
So, I agree. I'm actually going to go out and I'm going to take Arizona to cover. New Orleans will win. Arizona will cover the spread, though. The thing that concerns me with Brees coming back, that I never thought I would say that, is they're playing with such continuity right now. Like, I still think, even if Brees is healthy, let Bridgewater start this week, 100%. Take an extra week. Plus the bye week. Like, we're playing good enough right now. Like, don't go fuck. It's almost like, don't go fucking shit up. Like, it's working. You know, and how long do you sit back if it's working and say, no, Brees, we're okay. No, Brees, we're okay. You know, that's the thing. I think Teddy can get us to a point, but I think Brees, with the playoff experience and down the stretch, divisional experience, I think we need him back. But at this point, I think we're okay.
I'm with you. I don't like the idea of Drew coming in now, especially with a bye week. I mean, what's it? All right, so say Teddy loses. We go to 6-2. We're still number one in the NFC South. I don't, man, look. And Saints gods, forgive me. I don't know if we'd be 6-1 with Drew. Because, and I say that because of this. With Drew being out, it has forced the offensive line. It has forced the defensive line. It has forced the defensive backs. It has forced our special teams. It has forced everybody on that team to step up to a role that they didn't think they'd have to play this year.
Right? I mean, the other part of this is it's almost kind of like I felt like the Saints have always had Breeze. I'm like, oh, we got Breeze. We're okay.
Exactly.
Oh, we got Breeze. We're okay. We got Breeze. All of a sudden, like, we ain't got fucking Breeze. Now we got to start actually playing, like, if I'm playing 80%, I've now got to play 95% because Breeze ain't here, you know. And they have, and everybody. I mean, look how bad our not only say how bad our defense was, but look how rough they've looked last year and even into the two games with him. And now look at them; they're shutting people down.
If Drew plays, we win. If Teddy plays, we win. I got the Saints covered, man. Arizona is. The Saints haven't allowed a 100-yard rusher, be it quarterback or running back, in 29 games. We're on fire. Drew comes back. It's going to be short passes. I think the Saints win by 2 touchdowns. I got the Saints covering the 10.5.
Yeah, I don't. I think Arizona covers. Arizona's been in every game this year. You know, they stay in there and they fight.
They do. All right, so that's it. You got to pick your kids up. I got to go get dinner started. Brad, are you on Twitter?
I have an account on Twitter. I'm not active on Twitter.
It's Big Titty McGee at 69deck.com. Yes, that's his actual Twitter handle.
Shit Sippers 96.
It's his Twitter handle and his email. So good luck. Find me at TheBigRick62. I'm going to write these down on the iPad, and we're going to get back next week. Brad, good luck on your best this week, sir.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you later.
TheChairShot.com.